Folks, if you haven't heard, we have released our Effective Manager Conference on video. We've cut the price significantly, and you don't have to travel. You can see the entire conference on video. What follows this brief introduction is a portion of the audio taken from the video where I talk about examples of the feedback model, telling you a little bit more about the theory, and then get into several examples of how to give feedback to your directs. Have a listen. We hope you'll come check out the video EMC, available now.
Okay, enough about theory. Let's get into the Manager Tools feedback tool or feedback model, depending upon how long you've been listening to our podcast. We've created some words that you can say, that you can memorize, to make it easy for you so that you don't have to think about what you're going to say when you approach a direct, when you're going to give them positive or negative feedback. We've also, hopefully, proved to you that the idea, the thought behind feedback, is a fundamentally positive one. You're picturing your direct doing something right in the future. So you can be generally positive when you deliver the feedback. I mentioned before about waiting and not knowing what to do and how to do it and afraid of having the confrontation, and so we wait until there's a big problem. We've also made the feedback model fast. You can give feedback in 5 seconds. In fact, directs tell us, whether it's positive or negative feedback, they want feedback to be quick. The longer it takes, the more it's seen as portentous of something, that it's big, that it's heavy, particularly if it's negative. Or if it's positive and it takes a long time, it's like, wow, am I going to get a raise? We don't want that. We don't want to wait until it's something big. We want to adjust when it's small. Think about this analogy for just a minute. You're driving down the road, and you put your hand on the top of the steering wheel. You know, I just realized, I told you no more theory, but I've got one more concept I want to share with you. You're driving down the road, you put your hand on the top of your steering wheel, you're going 50 or 60 miles an hour, you're going 100 kilometers an hour, and you put your hand on the top of the steering wheel, and you don't move your hand. It's as if your hand is really just a steel claw that came down from the roof of your car, and it's holding the steering wheel in place. And you start going 60 miles an hour, 100 kilometers an hour, and the question becomes, where will you be in 90 seconds? What will happen to that car? The answer, if you think about it, is the ditch. You're going to be in the ditch on the side of the road. You may even flip over a few times. Why? Why is that so? It's not hard. It's because when you're driving down the road, think about it now. Do it right now, right in front of your video monitor. What's happening to your hand when you're driving a car 50, 60, 40, even 30 miles an hour? What's happening to your hand when you're driving down a straight road in your car? You're constantly going like this, aren't you? Human systems are imperfect. You were off a little bit, you overcorrected the next time, and then you're overcorrecting back. Your tires are inflated differently, the car's alignment is a little bit wrong, the road is crowned, there's a slight bend in the road you didn't realize, the sun was in your eyes, the wind is pushing on the car, there's a little bit of oil on the road, so your car slips a little bit, there's a rock in the road, and that pushes you off a little bit, and you're constantly making adjustments. That's the way highly effective managers deliver feedback. They're constantly making small adjustments along the way. They don't wait until the car's almost in the ditch and then say, oh my gosh, we gotta have a big conversation about that. They don't jerk the car back to the center of the road. Why? Because it's uncomfortable for everybody, in the same way that waiting until there's a pattern or systemic, some sort of, clearly now I can give feedback because there's no way he has excuses for 8 times being late or 8 times missing his deadline or 8 times being off on his quality numbers, whatever it might be. Smart managers know they make small adjustments along the way, and that's another reason why the feedback model is so quick. I've given you some examples. I'll give you some more. Hey, can I give you some feedback? When you're late, it slows us down. Can you be on time? Hey, can you give some feedback? When you miss the meeting, I worry about you. Can you be on time next week? Can I give you some feedback? When you come in early, help me set up. It gets me ready for the meeting earlier. Thanks so much. Hey, can you give some feedback? When you get your report to me earlier, I'm able to check it and make sure that it's right and put it in with mine. Really helps me. Thanks. It's not hard. How long do those take? 3, 5, 6, 7 seconds at most? That's all. That's doing this along the road, rather than waiting and waiting and waiting. What do I do? What do I say? Oh, I'm afraid they'll be upset. And then they're almost in the ditch, and then you say, okay, come to my office. We have to have a conversation. Or even worse, wait until the end of the year and have no credibility at all by telling them they made a mistake in March or April or May or June, and now it's December, and they're getting their review, and now they believe you're going to base my salary increase on something that happened in June that I repeated maybe one more time in the year because you didn't talk to me about it in June. No credibility at all for the average manager when it comes to performance reviews today.